Hey, what's up, bar folks? It's your boy Dwayne in the building here for another bar podcast episode. And this episode is a throwback, man. We're going to do some throwbacks, man. Shout out to my man Nick coming up with this awesome idea. I'm bringing the throwback game back, going to an old episode, man. This is a really old episode back from 2016. My man, No Malice. I am a huge hip hop fan, and I was a huge Malice fan when he was part of the Clips. But God saved him, and he now changed his name to No Malice. And I was able to get an interview with him, and shout out to my brother from God Over Porn for making that connection, man. So this is a really dope episode. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Tune in and yeah, leave a comment, leave a review. Even though it's a replay, it's new to you, baby. Let's get it.
For those of us who claim Christ, our authority is the scripture. For those who don't claim Christ or who claim another, I'd like for them to, we challenge them to explain a standard of truth apart from scripture. Explain the nature of good and evil apart from the scripture. You have no context. There's no justification for it, except for the whims of men. And so, man, we stand upon the foundation of the scripture, sola scriptura, scripture alone, man.
Doctrine, yeah, sola scriptura, scripture alone. That means scripture alone. What's your eternal situation for the age of creation? For he laid the foundation, was a plan for expiation. Christ became propitiation, meaning he switched his places on the cross for our disgraces. In the crowd, he saw our faces.
Welcome, everybody, to the bar. It's your boy, Dwayne. We live here on the Bar Podcast, man. And I am super excited to have this brother on the line with me today. Some of you may know him, some of you may not, but I promise you after this broadcast, you will know this man. This is my homie, No Malice. How are you, sir?
Dwayne, yes, indeed. I'm great, baby. I'm great. Everything is good. Good to be here. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No Malice, man. I mean, you know, I was thinking the whole time, like, man, you know, so much I want to talk about and ask, man. But I'm going to start, man, and let you kind of introduce yourself to the folks that may or may not know you, man. Just, you know, who you are and all that.
Absolutely. I go by No Malice, formerly Malice of the Clips. You know, with my brother Pusha T, we've been doing this thing ever since the late 90s, and you know, had, I guess, what many would consider to be great success in the secular realm. Mm-hmm. And God, with his loving finger, touched me and called me out of that realm, showed me, revealed to me who he is through Jesus Christ, and touched my life, and you know, called me to use me for his glory. So I'm trying to do that through his spirit as best I can.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, I was in that era, man. I know you probably hear this all the time, man. You know, I was a big Clips dude, man. Like, you know, and it was amazing. It was almost like around the same time of your conversion, you know, it was the same time that God, you know, touched my life, man. And so it was, you know, and one thing that I noticed about you is when that happened, you didn't immediately go to the spotlight or to TBN and all that. Talk about that. What was that like with that transition? Because I didn't see you for a little minute, you know?
Right. Right.
So talk about that.
Oh, man. I was, God had me, in his shadow, you know, he tucked me away. I really went through, a very deep and a very great suffering, man. It's the only way that I can explain it. I believe I was in what is called the furnace of affliction. And you know, and when he called me out of that lifestyle, what happened was he just revealed to me so much that I didn't know how a terrible condition I was in. You know, I didn't know the magnitude of it. Like it was passé to me. You know, I was just living every day, doing as I wanted, what I wanted to do. And when he revealed to me that I was literally now, not figuratively, but literally on my way to hell. Like, it's just amazing. And it was such a radical conversion that the first thing I wanted to do was just stop everything, put on a three-piece suit, get a part on the left side of my hair, and just attend church and forget everything I ever knew, you know. So when you see people go through these conversions and they seem to be so zealous and you know, just seem to be unidentifiable and unrelatable and radical, that just speaks to the truth. And when you see that truth, like it really does hit you that hard. It does hit you that hard, and you do want to turn your back on everything you ever known and just want to live righteously, you know, for Christ. But after I liken it to, you know, in the Bible, when Moses came off the mountain and he had that glow on his face, you know, his face shone brightly. And then eventually, you know, it wore off, not the fire for God, but just that magnificence of the Lord. And, you know, God wants to be able to use you. You know, you can't be high and mighty and be like that. You have to be usable. So God definitely, he had me in that place to, you know, because I was freaking out. I was like, oh, God, it's real. This is real. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. He's real. He's real, y'all.
Right.
You know, and you just want everybody to know it, and you want them to know it as you know it. You want them to be able to see what you have seen and experience, you know, what you have experienced. But it is God who's going to have to orchestrate that. And, you know, when you tell your testimony, you know, Satan is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony. So he orchestrates all that. It's not us. It's when we try to do it in our own power where it gets crazy.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, we see it too many times, man, where someone is a celebrity and you know, and we totally believe it's a real conversion, but they are immediately thrust into the spotlight. And more times than not, we see, you know, like maybe a backsliding or, you know, you know, the first thing people throw out, man, I mean, they still call it out in rap now, man, is the whole Mace thing, you know, him coming out and, you know, passing the church and all that. So when I saw you go a different route, man, that that really spoke volume to me, man, because it also likened to Paul, man, when he got knocked off the horse. He didn't jump up and start preaching. You know, he spent, you know, time while he was blind being, you know,
listen,
being taught the gospel.
Listen, and it's like a, you know, God raising you from a baby, like everything you thought you knew, you know, with me, I spent and spend so much time in that word, so much time, and thirsting for it. This is not me like, oh, I'm going to read the Bible now. Like, once I saw who God was and his love for me, in spite of myself, it wooed me. It drew me close to that word. And the word was so relevant to everything that I was going through. You know, it was so relevant and so real, so it just kept me close, and it just had all of the answers. What I can say is that there was a time that I just thought that, you know, it was about the money and it was about the fame and it was about the wealth, and you know, that's what a lot of people, you know, strive for and reach for, and I being no different having and being able to touch those things and still truly realizing that I was not fulfilled in the way where my intellect was satisfied, because I'm a deep person. Like, I'm really deep.
Right.
So I can enjoy these worldly things, but I still knew, like, yeah, but, you know, it's got to be more to this world. This cannot be it, you know, and that's where, you know, God showed me, you know, you don't have me in your heart. You know, you don't have me, your creator, in your heart. And, and you know, now that I've accepted the Lord, I do see, looking back, that that is exactly what I was missing when I thought it was, you know, I got to get my money right. That's what everybody thinks.
Right.
I got to get my money right. Well, I can assure you, you might get your money right. You might get it right. You might not. But if you do get it right, you know, if it's anything real about you, you'll see that that is not the, the end all. It's by no means.
Right, right. Yeah, I've watched your interview on the recent one on Breakfast Club, and I think when I'm asking you if you missed, you know, missed the money, he was like, you know, of course, you know, like it's what kind of question is that, you know?
Right.
But I just thought that was hilarious that they would even say that. Like, okay, just because you say it don't mean you don't got no bills to pay, you know?
Listen, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And you know, I hear people say, you know, the rapping and that lifestyle, it's not all you think it is. It's not all it's packed up to be. And I beg to differ. I think it is everything that you imagine it to be, you know, in this kingdom. You know, it definitely is. It's everything you think it is. The question is that what you need? You know what I'm saying? It's not what you need.
Sir.
And the question is there something greater? Is this all that God had intended for you? And it is, you know, you don't even know what money is until you have accepted the Lord and he disciplines you on your spending and your appetites and your desires and what you want and what do you chase after. If you don't have that discipline, this money, it's going to take you on a whirlwind. So you really can't even enjoy it. That money is fleeting. It comes in and it goes out just as fast as it comes in. It, you know, in my opinion, and I know it to be true, whether I can convince anybody else or not. Like, if you don't have a strong, rock-solid foundation, that money would be just enough money to take you straight to hell.
Amen.
That's just the truth.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, look, I tell you right now, I don't have that problem, you know. I'm trying to scrap it up.
I'm with you.
That's
with
awesome,
brother.
Man. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to ask the obvious questions.
Sure.
You know, the relationship with you and your brother. You know, everybody, you know, ain't a follower, I guess, like me, and saw the Breakfast Club. So, for my audience, man, talk about the relationship with your brother and how that goes. Because I know one thing that you said, and I'll say this: you miss being out there having his back, and I definitely, you know, I respect that about you. But let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, that's my younger brother, and whenever we were on the road, you know, before we would leave out, you know, and we knew we was going to be on tour for a long time or whatever, you know, we stopped by my grandmother's and, you know, see her before we left, or, you know, we go by our parents' house, you know, before we left or whatever. And my grandmother would always say, y'all look out for each other, you know, make sure you look out for each other. And we definitely did that. That's, you know, that's my brother. Not that they had to say that, but, you know, definitely.
Right, right.
So I do miss that. I miss that camaraderie. I do miss that, knowing, you know, it's nothing like being anywhere, you know, with family where you don't have to second guess anybody's motive. You don't have to wonder, or you know that you have a partner out there who loves you, who, you know, will get down for you, who got your back. You know what I'm saying? So I do miss that, you know, being out there with my brother. And that was just another thing that came to life in reading the Bible, the part where Jesus says, think not that I came to bring peace, but the sword. I've come
to
separate mother-in-law from daughter-in-law, father-in-law, you know, from son-in-law.
Yes.
Like, he comes to separate. Whoever does not put me first is not worthy of me. And what I get from that is that it is Jesus and the word, Jesus, who is the word of God alone, that brings the order and the peace and the harmony that this world is looking for. You know, there is no good marriage without God. There
That's
is
right.
no good family relationship, you know, without God. We try to do these things in our own strength, but he is the creator and the orchestrator of all of this. So you do have to call him first. And when he revealed himself to me, I know that he has to come first. So I had to put him first before career, before brother, wife, child, you know, I don't care, cute newborn baby, it's Jesus first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's the one who you know, he knows the plans that he has for us. So if we put him first, that is our best chance that we're ever going to have. I've tried to do things myself, and all I have done is made a mess of everything I touch. And I can honestly say that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, I mean, I guess, you know, like you say, you guys are still brothers, and, you know, there's still
love. Man, I
still
love and adore my brother, man. I love and adore my brother. And we talk. And one thing that I really respect about my brother is the fact that he listens, you know, and he listens intently. He is not combative. He doesn't question. Right. You know, we knew to revere God in our household. I think we as people in our flesh, you want to see fruit. You know what I'm saying? You want to see the That's fruit. True. We want to know that That's you true. Love the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So then we could tend to get pushy or whatever, but Jesus already told me it is not my job to convict their heart. You know, I can't convict anybody's heart. All I can do is share. And I believe my brother has a front row seat to the testimony of who I once was and who God has called me to be. Now, he's seen. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, my brother, he's going to have to really fight to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to fight to go to hell because he has every opportunity and every witness, you know, to see. And we talk and, you know, people, and that's one thing, something else that I noticed too, is like, people always try to tell me about my brother. First of all, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me anything about, you know, my brother. You can't tell me anything about my brother. And this world, you know, he's not coming from a lay person's point of view. He is in the thick of this thing, and this pull on him is a very real pull. So don't come to me on from a lay person's point of view, and you know you don't know what his struggle is. I'm not here to say he's saved, not saved. He tells me that he is, you know, but I'm not here to judge that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge that. I'm here to witness to him and to anybody else who will listen.
Right. Yeah, you know. That's good, man. He's still dope too, man. I heard some stuff recently. I was like,
listen, he has a whether he knows it or not, there is a calling on his life. There is a calling on because he's influential, he's talented, he's gifted, but those gifts come from the Lord. Come from the Lord, and we are to use our gifts and our talent to glorify him. So, you know, and you have to understand, you know, God, the people that he chooses to use, and when you think someone is not listening or God can't use them no more or they done went too far, it'll be those same people that, you know, you'll be like, oh, I remember when, but now look at you, you know, so we better not count nobody out. You know, you just called to do. You called the witness.
That's good, man. Yes, sir. I totally agree. Yes, sir. He's definitely still. I remember you say you call him one of your favorite rappers, man. He's definitely a skilled lyricist, definitely. Yeah, yeah, man.
It's real.
I know it. I know it.
Yeah.
So, you know, me and you hooked up because of our good friend Jared from God Over Porn.
Yeah, God Over Porn. Yes.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to them and what they're doing, man. And I had Jared on here, and a really good brother, man. We've been, you know, texting back and forth since then. And one of the things that I heard you talk, I guess on one of his recordings, you know, was that side of your life and how, you know, it affected your marriage. I don't know. Let's talk about the lust side. And see, I guess coming from being a rapper and you're exposed to way more than us average cats that, you know, we only see it on the internet. Talk about that side, dealing with that lust and making that transition out of that, for your marriage and bettering that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. I can absolutely speak to that. As a rapper, I did what rappers do. I was a rapper. I lived that lifestyle. Please, and don't even fool yourself. And even to the women listening, if your man out here and he want to be the rapper and you hear the stuff he talking about or whatever. All right. I mean, you know, listen to it. You don't need me to tell you.
Right.
And what do you think? Do you think that you're coming into this world of, mm-hmm. of, and when I say this world, I'm talking about this, the hip hop community, talk mm-hmm. about everything you're talking about. You don't even need me to say it. Everything that's being mentioned and talked about and bragged about and give right. glory to in this rap music, and then you want to look for righteousness in your relationship? Oh, nah, that's not how the game works. don't play me like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't play me like that. We're not going to talk about this and that and do that. But then when it comes to my real relationship, there's righteousness. Don't fool yourself. You know, right. Please don't do that. So as a rapper, I did what rappers did, and I was heavy in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind falling on my sword. And I don't think it's so much so the things that we get into in this mm-hmm. lifestyle. I think the feat is when you come out of it. Everybody can fall into lust and adultery and affairs, and like anybody can fall into that. The mm-hmm. magic trick is who coming out of it? Who right. coming out of it? You know, and you don't come out of it. This is it. When you grow up, and I'll say this. Men growing up, we are taught from an early age, you know, you remember when you used to go over your cousin's house for the birthday party and they had the hot dogs, and you know what I'm saying? And they play music and they'd be like, you better go dance with that girl. Go dance with her. Mm-hmm. And they make mm-hmm. you go dance with a girl or whatever. And then, you know, it would always be, you better say something to that girl. You better talk to her. Like, you know, and then it was always your uncles growing up or your older brothers growing up. You were a man. You were entitled. That's what men, we a man. So this is what mm-hmm. we entitled to. This is how men are. That is what is, you know, taught in society. That is right. what is taught in this world. Truthfully, if you ask me, the men just as much as the women are to be pitied. We mm-hmm. are to be pitied because even as a man, you think that, like, you look at the man as he's the wolf in out for the prey, but he is to be pitied because he himself don't know. Hey, homie, you don't have to say nothing to no girl if you don't feel like it. You, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes mm-hmm. we talk out of obligation, like you better not let her walk past you. Yeah, no,
oh man, you preaching.
Hey, listen, it's cool if she walked past. You don't have to say nothing. You know, you're not a punk if you don't say nothing or you know, any less of a man mm-hmm. if you don't say anything. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So these things are embedded in us from a young age, man. And I think the men just as well as the women are to be pitied because, you know, we're lost. Mm-hmm. We're lost mm-hmm. out here. And truthfully, it's not enough life in this lifetime to entertain a harem of women. Like, it ain't enough for you for that. So you're missing out. You know, you're spreading yourself thin, homie. Like, you ain't even enjoying life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, and I just want to speak to my wife. My wife is an amazing woman and mm-hmm. Who has really given me the freedom by allowing me to share this testimony. And as mm-hmm. many times as we got to fall on our sword by saying it over and over and reliving it, you know, she's willing to fall on that sword with me. And it's just what we got to do only because it glorifies God. Now, if there was no God to glorify, then mm-hmm. it would just be a shameful and an embarrassing situation. But, it's humiliating. But only because he can get the glory. Is this all of this worthwhile? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. she's an amazing woman. And mm-hmm. I don't mean to get long winded, but I can go. But what I
you're
like
fine,
to
brother.
Say,
this is radio.
Okay, cool. What I would like to say that I think will help a lot of relationships in the way that it has helped mine was the fact that, you know, that in the Bible where it says, the sanctified woman makes the sanctified man, and the sanctified man makes the sanctified woman, you know, sanctifies the unbelieving mm-hmm. wife. Okay. So how that came alive to me was my wife, she was in that Bible. She was reading and she was, you know, in following the word of God. Me, I was on tour. I was in the, mm-hmm. At the after parties in the club, in the hotel lobby. You know how it go. That's where I was mm-hmm. at. You know what I'm saying? So when I would come home, you know, I'd always see the Bible, and the Bible was open and open to different pages, and she was in it. Now, what she did not do was fuss with me, argue with me, nag mm-hmm. me, accuse me. I was all the way wrong, but she didn't look to me. She looked to the word of God, and she trusted in God to make it right. So what that did was, let me tell you what it did now. Anybody listening? What it did was, if your man has any ounce, anything about himself, any kind of integrity, any kind of dignity, anything that, you know, your girl can find, you know, some kind of reciprocity in you that mm-hmm. makes you worth anything, then you would know about yourself. You can't keep going on trying to be slick and keep going on trying to be sneaky. You can't, if you got anything about you. Now, if you ain't got nothing about you, then yeah, you can do that, you know, all the day long. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that, if I wanted my wife to argue with me, because see, if she had argued with me, then guess what?
Justified.
I get to argue back. Mm-hmm. And then I can say, why you nagging me? I'll pay the bills. I'll bring the money in here. All you do is sit and look pretty. And then that gives me some kind of validation to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But when your significant other looks at you, she know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, but don't nobody mention it. It should keep a pile of hot burning coal on your head.
Yes, sir.
You know, it should. And if you don't feel that, if you do not, and if you are not able to feel that remorse or guilt, mm-hmm. if you will, if you can't feel an inkling of that, then let me tell you, you are spiritually bankrupt.
Wow.
You're the walking dead. You're not even alive because you can't feel. You think it's cool and it's do you. You can't just get over on people like that. You just can't do it. It's just not right.
Wow. Yeah. That's so real, man. That's so real. And you know, like you said before in another interview, she showed you the love of Christ, you know.
Go ahead. Absolutely. No, you're right. You're right. Because he said that, you know, he will put our sins as far as the east is mm-hmm. from the west. He mm-hmm. will remember our sins no more. So when she doesn't, you know, she hasn't caught an attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, she hasn't nitpicked with me or just caught an attitude and, you know, dwelling in on things of the past. When she told me she forgave me, she's showing me that she truly forgave me by not making mention of it. Now, if she made mention of it, she has that right to.
She
has not. So that helps me because I'm like, you know, my woman really forgave me. And mm-hmm. what that does, let me tell you how that works in women's favor, too. If your man got anything about them, you know, it'll make you feel, and the goal is not to make you feel, you know, condemned or bad, but it will make you think about your actions. And I think it's proper discipline not to burden you or to condemn you, because we know, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So it's not mm-hmm. to condemn you, but it kind of helps you keep things in perspective. And, you know, mm-hmm. there is temptation in this world. We ain't gonna act like it ain't. There is, you know, lust in this world. We do know that. But these are little, you know, things that help us, you know, and guide us and keep us abreast as to be watchful and to, you know, have some kind of a guard up or whatever, you know. So it helps, man. I find the word of God to be inerrant, and I mean from beginning to the end. And I'm just sharing my testimony. Like, you know, I'm just sharing this is my life. This is how I see it, how it's been presented mm-hmm. to me. So I'm just sharing.
Oh yeah. 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 We appreciate it, man. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, I jumped all over the opportunity to have you, man, is I love your transparency. I love your high view of the word. You know, that's what we're about here at the bar, man. We all about that life, man, for real.
Amen. Amen.
Let's transition a little bit, man, to, I guess, the social side, because again, I keep referring back to the interview on Breakfast Club, but okay. Man, I think I posted it on three different things, man, because it was just so awesome to hear it. But you know, they talked about you know, this whole social movement and the cop violence and all of that, and you said something that really hit home, you know, when you called it it was a sin issue, not a skin issue. So let's talk about that, man, because that is, you know, it's becoming more and more visible. You know, I've told somebody before that this always been going on. It's just now we got camera phones and now it's on the news. Just your little, you know, spiel on that issue and how you choose to view it.
Let's see. I'll tell you this, the Breakfast Club, I seen that one time. Whenever I do an interview, I can't watch it. Like, it's painful for me to watch myself. I stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even remember what it was I said or what the Spirit of God had me to say.
Right.
But what I do know is, that there will be no, as Donald Trump says, law and order. There will be no legislation. You know, there will be nothing in position that will be effective until first love thy brother. Like, if we're not out here loving each other first, you can expect to see police brutality. You can expect to see, you know, inner city crime, suburban crime, suburbia. You're going to see all kinds of things. So when we, you know, pull out one and tend to focus on that, it's a very real issue. It is not fair. It is unjust. It is heartbreaking. It is wrong as two left feet. You know, but that's just a form of everything that is wrong in this world. And I don't want people to miss the forest for the trees and get caught up in the black white issue. Yes, it is outrageous the way we have been treated. We can go back, you know, of course, take it back to the slavery. But, you know, we have always been abused and not represented fairly. Like, this is, you can't overlook that.
Right.
You can't overlook that. But what that is supposed to do, what it's supposed to do, it is supposed to point you to the one, to the man who has been engaged in all kinds of sorrows and acquainted with grief and oppression. You know, when you look at everything you're going through, you have to know that Jesus went through this. He said, if they didn't love me, don't think that they're going to love you. He was perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was perfect in every way. He is true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we treated him the way that we did or whatever. So don't expect, you know, this utopia here on this earth. You just can't expect it.
Right,
you know, it is sin that we're engaged with. Yes, it's prejudice and racism and all kinds, but, you know, the Indians, they got a story to tell. The Jews, they got a story to tell. We got a story to tell, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody has a story to tell.
Oh yeah, that's real, man. So you mean to tell me Donald Trump ain't gonna fix it? I'm just playing, man. Don't even ask.
You thought that's what you thought. That's what you thought. You know.
Oh man.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff, man. But yeah, that, you know, that's one thing that I think gets lost. You know, like you said, the forest for the trees, man. Because at the end of the day, you know, we have to have what I call a biblical worldview. You know, every event, you know, we have to hold it to the light of scriptures, man. And that's That's why, you know, like I said, I keep saying it over and over. That's why we rock with you, man, because, you know, the high view of scripture is something that is getting lost. You know, we're putting things above the word, you know, whether, I mean, even to a certain extent, what I'm seeing recently in social media is our race. We're putting that, you know, putting that above the word, man. And we can't do that, man. And,
right.
And that's, and that's
disheartening. It's great deception, though. You have to admit it is great deception because,
right.
I understand the point of view as wrong as it is. And as misguided as it is, I do understand when you take a picture of Jesus, blonde hair and blue eyes, and also when you take the fact that the slave masters use the Bible to deceive and to manipulate the slaves, you know, you wanna take your anger out on the white man, and you know, but everything man touches, he defiles. Everything, everything, whatever, you know, the slave masters did with that word, that does not change the fact that that word is true. It has been manipulated and, you know, used to take advantage of people and our ancestors, definitely. But you know, don't ride off of that. Man defiles everything he touches. Everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Because that's something I get approached with a lot, man, just because of this show and the little bit of, you know, influence we have on the Internet. You know, a lot of the Hebrew Israelites and those guys are just, you know, attack the whole. And honestly, I actually got an interview set up next week with a professor that actually studies in African Christianity in Africa. And he's going to talk about, you know, how far Christianity goes back, because those guys make it seem
I can't wait till you do that. Christian churches down in Ethiopia before the slave trade. Like,
exactly.
I can't wait.
Exactly.
See, I can't wait till you get on that.
A lot of people don't know that, man, that, you know, the oldest churches, man. And but it's just amazing, you know, that like you said, the deception and it's gathering too many of our young men and women.
Right.
Definitely.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So, you know, on the backside, man, I don't want to keep you long, but on the backside, I like to ask a few kind of fun questions, man. What is on No Malice playlist? Like, what are you listening to, man? Which direction, man?
Listen, I just this is so crazy. I should take a picture of it. I just cracked open a CD that I just bought from Oasis. Are you familiar with that band?
Yes.
Oasis. What's the story? Morning Glory. I done bought this CD I don't know how many times, you know, but I'm listening right now to Oasis. I listen to The Killers. I listen to David Bowie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, I just like the vibe. And when I listen to the music, I don't think of too much. I'm just not assaulted constantly, you know, throughout these records or whatever. But let me see. I'm gonna tell you who I love, man. James Cleveland, I Walk With God, that album.
Yeah,
man,
classic.
I'll be on the treadmill crying like through my whole workout session, like straight up. The girl in the gym, I heard her say to another girl, "Is he praying?" I'm like, "Yo, I'm praising. I'm up here praising." Yo, what's crazy is the girl told her, she said, yeah, that's what you need to do. Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
But yeah,
man.
Yeah. You know, I love all kinds of music. I love all kinds of music. And you know, I think once you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, you can listen to anything and it won't tamper with your soul. I know for me, I used to work out hard to 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, that was my motivation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That was my motivation. And then when God called me, I wouldn't listen to none of that no more. Like, I wouldn't listen to, like,
and it wasn't,
I'm being honest, like, it wasn't me saying, like, I'm not going to listen to it. I couldn't listen to it because it just rattled my spirit. But here recently, you know, I've been listening to it and it doesn't infiltrate me. You know what I'm saying? I'm motivated or whatever, but it has no bearing on me. So, you know, I know God and his liberty that he gives us or whatever. So I'm not saying it's for everybody, but, you know, I can handle it.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you said that. That is exactly my where I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's exactly my journey. Like, when I first was delivered, I knew I couldn't, you know, it was like, I would tense up and like, oh, that's, you know, but as I'm mature and, you know, like you said, with the Liberty, man, I can listen because there's some cats out there, man, that would, I mean, they probably going to turn this podcast off right now when we went secular, you know,
and
I'm cool with it.
I'm so cool with that. Cut it off fast. Cut it off now.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly. So
you save. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly, man. And it's funny, man, because that's just amazing. That's the progression, and that's I'm right there with you. I mean, I literally, I mean, no lie, just downloaded J. Cole new CD. You know, just to check it out.
Okay.
Man. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
So that's awesome, man. So what about messages? Like, what are you connected with a local church? And, you know, is there somebody that you listen to, you know, constantly or something that's on your rotation?
Yes. Okay. And I am definitely a member of a local church. I will say this as well. Wow, hold on. I gotta think about what I'm about to say. Okay, the issue that we have been dealing with lately, or as of late, is it's like we're not being fed.
Oh, I know that
now,
feeling.
But the church is a great church.
I mean,
it's an awesome church, but it's like more of like, I hate to say that, you know, I already know that, you know what I'm saying? What I look for in being fed is I want to know more about, like, you know, what these words actually meant or mean.
Yes.
Where does
yes.
this come from? What was the society like at that time? It is just, so much revelation. You know, in the word, even to what some of the names meant, you know, that give a whole different, you know, eye-opening experience on the word. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we visit different churches and, you know, trying to, you know, to get steady. But as far as who I listen to, J. Vernon McGee, I love J. Vernon McGee.
Okay.
He's somebody that, like, I mean, I'm listening to that, like, you know, about daily. I'm drawing a blank right now, but it's a few other, you know, old school pastors.
Right.
Who are relentless and don't sugarcoat the word. I cannot believe I'm drawing a blank like I am. It must be performance anxiety. But I do know J. Vernon McGee is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's like, I think one of the greats.
Gotcha. That's cool, man. So, I guess to wrap this up, man, I want you to take time to promote, shout outs, whatever, anybody, anything you're involved in. I saw a couple of little hashtags under your signature, so promote that, talk about all that. You can do that right here in this space.
All right. Absolutely. What I would like to let everybody know about, I currently have a podcast as well. It is called the Re-Envision Radio Show. Mm. You can go to youtube.com/Re-Envision TV. And we spell it Re-Envision TV. It's me, my partner, the Iceman. And we just sit back and talk about the goodness of God. We talk about the word. Everything is strictly biblical. It's not our opinions or our take on it. It comes straight out of the word. We apply it to life and to culture. Mm-hmm. And we try to always show people exactly why the word is so very relevant, you know, today and everything that we're going through, especially with all this depression and, you know, people. That was our last podcast. It was about depression. Mm-hmm. So so you can check us out on YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever, you know, podcasts are available. We're there. But like I say, you can watch it. You can watch us on YouTube. Also, I have a documentary out. It is entitled The End of Malice. Of course, it features myself. It features my podcast partner, the Iceman, who I just mentioned. My brother Pusha and Pharrell. So y'all check for The End of Malice. It is out now on Revolt TV, and it will be on Netflix December 15th. So in a few days, actually, you can find it on Netflix as well, called The End of Malice. And also my Twitter and Instagram, NoMalice757, Facebook, NoMalice, Snapchat, NoMalice757. And that's pretty much it. I got a new album coming out top of the year entitled Let the Dead Bury the Dead. I promise y'all it's the hardest thing popping. Get ready. I don't know what you expecting or what you looking for, but I'm telling you, like, I got it.
That's what's up.
Straight up and down.
Oh,
I got it. Let the dead bury the dead. So y'all check for that. And right now I've been kicking it pretty hard with the homie Bizzle.
Mm-hmm,
Yeah, you know, I've been going out doing shows with him, and you know, hopefully we're coming to a hood near you. About to hit LA this weekend, December 10th. So if y'all, you know, I don't know when your listeners hear this, but when they hear it, if they can make it out, come on out. We'll be in LA somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere. And you know, and I just want to shout y'all out, you know, the Bar Podcast for having me. And, you know, just allowing me to share, you know, my testimony and what Jesus has done in my life and what he's doing in my life. And, you know, I would ask that y'all, you know, pray for me.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going to link all of that stuff he just named is going to be in the show description. So you can click on that and get everything he just explained.
Nice.
Right there. We're going to put it all there in the description, man. And man, brother, I appreciate you taking time out. I know I said that twice, man, but it has definitely been a pleasure and an honor here at the bar, man. We're just I'm just grinning, man. I mean, you know, just excited. To be
blast,
up,
man.
And hopefully, man, this won't be the last. We can have you back, you know, maybe 2017 sometime, and just kick it with us, man. We definitely enjoy the fellowship, man, and salute
absolutely.
You on that level,
absolutely.
Brother.
And if I could, I don't know how I forgot this, but check out the album that I have out now. It's entitled Hear Ye Him. So check that out on iTunes. Go to that.
Yes, sir. And make sure you buy it. Don't stream it. Buy it.
Hey, at this point, you know, I appreciate that dollar, but if you got to stream it, as long as you get to it and hear it and get the message, I'm happy. Check it out.
That's what's up, man.
I appreciate that.
That's what's up,
for sure.
Yeah,
that's what's up, brother.
Good deal. Well, we thank you guys for listening today at the bar, man. Make sure you check us out. We're on at Facebook. Basically, you just search The Bar Podcast, and you can find us also on Instagram, The Bar_Podcast, and on Twitter, The Bar_Podcast. And The Bar stands for those that don't know that we are biblical and reformed. And that's a wrap. God bless you. We out.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.